Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Rainbow Report on Breakthroughs. Yes, today we're looking at some moments of change, those moments when things are suddenly different and hopefully better. There was a major breakthrough for transgender people in a decision of Australia's High Court when the judges ruled that corrective surgery should not be considered a necessary prerequisite for the legal recognition of a change of sex. Sally Goldner of Transgender Victoria will explain what this means and what happens next. The Gay and Lesbian Foundation of Australia, GALFA, which launched in 2009, provides funds for charitable activities and organisations which, quote, aim to improve the life of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex people and allied communities in Australia. Sorry, bit of a mouthful there. GALFA represents a breakthrough in the way gay organisations can be funded because instead of reliance on government grants, private philanthropy is the model here, much after the fashion, of course, of also the Pinnacle Foundation that we've talked about before. Carol Wilkinson, the GALFA representative for Victoria, will explain how organisations can apply for the latest round of grants. The Australian General Practice Network represents local and state-based GP networks covering more than 90% of general practitioners and a lot of practice nurses and other health professionals. Now, the chair of this network, Dr. Emil Jakic, recently sent me a press release in conjunction with Mental Health Week. This is Mental Health Week, of course, in which he pointed out that GPs are often the first port of call for people suffering depression and anxiety and included a list of high-risk groups. But he didn't mention us. I'll be asking why. Will we have a breakthrough live on the show as he acknowledges the omission? Wait and see. And last but not least, the Victorian Labour Party has endorsed full marriage equality and same-sex adoption rights for Victorians at its state conference. Kath Pope, a member of the executive of Rainbow Labour Vic, has the story, and she's also my co-host for the day. Good afternoon, Kath. Lovely to have you back again.
Thanks, Doug. It's lovely to be here.
We used to do this quite often, didn't we?
I know. It's like old times. And for anyone listening, there's a big distance between us on the table. So
yes, it used to be a lot cosier in the old studios, didn't it?
We can't beat each other up.
No. Well, not
physically,
yet.
Anyhow.
Not yet. We'll get round to that later. Well, as I said, we're going to start today with Rainbow Labour, and actually, the Star Observer is making all the running on labour issues, but we'll go to their front page story, which is all about the measures that were passed at your state conference. Mm-hmm. This time round, you managed to get the vote up for gay marriage.
This time round, but let's not forget, we have got it up at other conferences. It was just that the earlier conference this year was the one where it didn't pass, and I suppose we sort of took it for granted that it would, and we didn't sort of see the play that was happening from the SDA until it was too late. And
SDA, for those who don't know, is the Shop Workers Union,
headed
by our old friend Joe De Brown, of whom we've heard a great deal down the years.
That's right. So it's a for anyone listening who doesn't know, it's a very powerful union. It has a lot of influence in the ALP, and it represents, the great irony is that it represents hairdressers and people who work in the beauty industry, photographers, models, shop assistants, young people in the fast food industry, most of which are fairly progressive in their outlook towards marriage equality. However,
if not in fact gay themselves.
However, the executive of that union is staunchly against a number of issues. They're pro-life, they're anti-marriage equality.
They're very Catholic.
They're very Catholic.
In other words.
But, you know, Joe De Bruin, the leader of that union, has, you know, gone on the record in the media saying that aligning the you know, if marriage equality occurred, he said it would trigger social collapse, and he cited the example of the fall of the Roman Empire. So that just gives you some idea, and actually attached his name to that in the media. So that gives you some idea of just how extreme.
Are you sure that's not the Holy Roman Empire he's talking about, the one with the Pope at the top of it?
Yeah, so it's extreme views, and
they're a bit. He's a big blockage inside the Labour Party, both locally and federally, isn't he?
That's right, and sadly, represent the bulk of his union members would certainly disagree with him.
Okay, so how did you get it past him this time?
Well, at the debate at the conference last week in the state conference, the SDA decided not to actually try and oppose the motion. I think it was fairly clear that the motion was going to receive overwhelming support.
Uh-huh.
So the strategic play on behalf of the SDA was to keep their powder dry for the federal conference, where I fully expect they'll come out all guns
blazing.
Come
out all guns blazing, yes. Yeah. Well, they've. I think it's fair to say, I think now every state Labour conference has voted in favour of marriage equality,
with the exception of New South Wales.
Yeah,
and they were simply saving it for the federal conference.
Right. So federal conference is where it all gets interesting.
That's right, and that is in first weekend of December in Sydney.
Right. Now, tying in with that, we have an interesting story that's just popped up online today from the Star Observer. They reckon they've got an exclusive. I'll just read you a little bit of it. A senior federal ALP source has told the Star Observer that Julia Gillard is planning to announce she'll allow a conscience vote on same-sex marriage in an effort to short-circuit debate at the National Conference in Sydney.
I'm very lucky to be seated next to you today when that front page story hits the street. Doug, I think let's go back a bit and let's just explain to some of the listeners maybe, you know, what a conscience vote is.
Right.
and why.
And how it works, particularly with the Labour Party.
Yeah, so...
it's a little different with the Liberals.
Yeah, so with the Labour Party at the conference, we have, I think it's around 400 delegates who get a vote on motions that pass on the floor. Now, the Julia Gillard is... And that's when the robust debate happens. And, and sometimes, like on the weekend, it was a vocal show of hands and voices carried it. Other times, it comes down to a hand count because it's a very close decision. A conscience vote, in our mind, a conscience vote is where obviously MPs get to vote and they don't.
So we're talking about a vote on the floor of the House. So if a gay marriage bill comes up in Parliament and the Labour Party has decided to have a conscience vote on this issue, it means that Labour MPs are not bound by any particular party policy. They can vote either way.
That's right. And the one of the issues we have with a conscience vote is the very essence of it. It speaks to voting for a moral issue. Now, there's nothing moral about marriage equality. It's a human rights issue. So really, it isn't a matter for your conscience to decide that. It's a basic human right.
Yeah, but surely this is just a political fiddle, isn't it, to get Julia off the hook? Because you've got this divided party where you have this strong Catholic wing who won't have anything that touches marriage. And on the other hand, you've got the progressive wing who are steadily defecting to the Greens, who are all in favour of it.
Well, the SDA is one union amongst a number of unions that are involved with the ALP. And I have to say that there's a large coalition of unions that support marriage equality. And, you know, the Australian Services Union, the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union, the CFMEU, which is the Construction Division, the Maritime Union of Australia, I mean, the Finance Sector Union. So, this is not necessarily all the unions supporting the SDA, but the SDA is a powerful voting bloc, and each union has delegates that have votes.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, if it goes to a conscience vote, they're not voting, the MPs are.
Hmm. Well, that's...
So her strategy is let's still have the robust debate, but then, you know, we're going to all vote. You're not involved in it. We're going to vote, you know, with our consciences
right.
in a room,
now,
in a piece of paper in a hat.
If you didn't have a conscience vote and it was official party policy, that would mean every Labour MP was duty bound to vote for it. So supposing the conference decides not to have a conscience vote, supposing the conference decides
they're
going to make it party policy.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
That means that if it then comes up to a vote, every Labour MP has to vote for it.
That's right. So if it's party policy...
On pain of expulsion from the party.
That's right. Then the ALP takes the mandate for change that's been brought to them by their own party, and they begin to craft that mandate into legislation.
Right. So, what we have to look at here is a conscience vote the appropriate mechanism? And you're saying you don't think it is.
No, conscience votes are generally reserved for things like, you know, abortion and euthanasia and stem cell research and stuff like that. That aren't, you know, this is a human rights issue. This is an issue of equality. There's no morality about it.
Yes, so...
politics and religion...
We've got at least one listener who agrees here, is that this is from someone who calls themselves Arcing Up. if there's a conscience vote on a matter of equality, I will never forgive the ALP. This is the last straw.
Yes.
And that's the problem, isn't it? Because I think an awful lot of people are going to be extremely pissed if the conscience vote is what goes through.
I think, you know, you'll ask me, well, what happens next for us? And I'll say, you know, we'll go back to the drawing board. But you can't stop the momentum for change. And the more you try and crush that, which we've seen in, you know, the Arab Spring, you know, the more you try and crush that momentum for equality and change, it only gets bigger, that groundswell of support.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess then one thing I will say about the Prime Minister, though, she is a very pragmatic politician, and I actually think she's devoid of ego, and that means that can be a good or a bad thing in politics, but it's my feeling that, you know, she is the type of person that is capable of changing her mind and is not so egotistical that she'll stick to something.
Okay, so if the party conference then did decide it wasn't going to be a conscience vote, it was going to be party policy, she'd go with it.
That's right.
Okay. Well, we'll have to wait and see. It's a bit of a long shot, I think. It's a bit of
and I think that's really important that people understand today that just because the ALP passed the motion and all the state branches have passed the motion and it's going to conference, that doesn't, you know, it's not over. It's a long way from over.
Well, you're going to be with us for the whole show. We'll doubtless come back to this. We'll doubtless get messages on this. In the meantime, thanks for that, Kath. Now, up next, have you heard of the Gay and Lesbian Foundation of Australia? They're a charity and they're giving grants to other GLBTI charities.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.